President Trump's decision to launch missiles on Syria Thursday night drew a range of reactions on Capitol Hill, but Alaska's all-Republican delegation to Congress gave it three thumbs up. Senator Dan Sullivan says the strike diminished Syria's chemical weapons capability and sends the Syrian president a message.
If he uses chemical weapons again, against his own people, he should expect the same or even a more devastating attack.
Sullivan is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and received a classified briefing today from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senator Lisa Murkowski and Congressman Don Young also issued statements supporting the strike. Several critics of the missile attack, including Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, say it violates the Constitution because Trump did not seek authorization from Congress. That's not Sullivan's view.
I'll let the lawyers quibble about what that strike last night, whether that was, constitutionally a valid action. I'm supportive of it, and I think most members of Congress are supportive of it.
Several other senators said they don't know if the U.S. has a long-term strategy for Syria. As recently as last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said President Bashar al-Assad's future is up to the Syrian people. But this week, Tillerson said steps are underway for the international community to force Assad out. Sullivan says he doesn't know whether regime change is part of the Trump administration's strategy for Syria, and he declined to say whether he thinks it should be.
I think we have an opportunity to start reestablishing our leadership and reestablishing our credibility, but as I'm emphasizing, we have to do it with our allies and we have to do it carefully. We should not be out saying things that we intend to do or have as goals unless we are 100% committed to seeing them through.
Congress is now on a 2-week Easter recess.